This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Defense Department has denied a report that it provided intelligence on the locations of Russian generals on the battlefield so that Ukrainian forces could kill them. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby was reacting to an explosive report by the New York Times on U.S. support for the Ukraine military. He told reporters it was true that the United States supplies Kyiv's forces with military intelligence to help Ukrainians defend their country. However, he said U.S. forces, quote, do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The New York Times reported late Wednesday that intelligence provided by the U.S. had helped the Ukrainian military target and kill several Russian generals since Moscow's invasion on February 24th. Washington is supplying billions of dollars worth of military equipment and munitions to Ukraine and is training its forces on how to use them. It's providing Kyiv with information garnered from satellites, electronic surveillance operations, and other sources of intelligence. Ukraine's prime minister has told VOA that he believes Russia hopes to create a migration crisis in Europe through its attacks on Ukraine. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal spoke to VOA in Warsaw on Thursday on the sidelines of an international donors conference in support of Ukraine. Shmyhal said Russia aims to use attacks on civilians to motivate Ukrainians to flee the country and create what he called a migration tsunami. He also said Ukraine is running a monthly budget deficit of about $5 billion per month over the past 4 months. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden named Deputy Karine Jean-Pierre to be the next White House press secretary on Thursday. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Jen Psaki leaves the White House next week. She praised her successor, who will be the first black woman and the first openly LGBTQ person to serve as White House press secretary.
She will give a voice to so many and allow and show so many what is truly possible when you work hard and dream big.
Jean-Pierre said she appreciated the historic nature during her first appearance at a daily briefing last year.
Being behind this podium, being in this room, being in this building is not about one person. It's about, you know, what we do on behalf of the American people.
President Biden says Jean-Pierre will continue to lead the way in communicating about the work of the Biden-Harris administration on behalf of the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Stocks closed sharply lower on Wall Street Thursday as worries grow in markets that the higher interest rates the Federal Reserve is using in its fight against inflation will derail the economy. The S&P 500 pulled back 3.6%, erasing a rally from a day earlier. The Dow fell 3.1%, and the Nasdaq was down 5%. Rising yields are sure to put upward pressure on mortgage rates, which are already at their highest level since 2009. While the Supreme Court appears close to ending abortion rights, questions are being raised about what could be next. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
This is about a lot more than abortion.
President Biden fears if Roe versus Wade is overturned, right-wing opponents will go after other rights based on the right to privacy.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. In recent American history.
Justice Samuel Alito stated in the opinion that it applies only to abortion, but a number of other rulings based in part on the right to privacy allowed married couples the right to buy and use contraceptives. Another overturned a Texas law that criminalized same-sex intimacy, and yet another decision legalized gay marriage. Several state legislatures controlled by the Republican Party have already passed bills aimed at barring transgender youth sports and health care. Others imposed restrictions on talking about LGBTQ issues in public classrooms. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And recapping our top story this hour, the U.S. Defense Department has denied a report Thursday that it provided intelligence on the locations of Russian generals on the battlefield so that Ukrainian forces could attack them. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said that the, reporters told reporters that United States supplies Kyiv's forces with military intelligence to help them defend their country. Marissa.